In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority, amen. Jesus had disappeared for days. Gone. Took Peter, James, and John with him, disappeared up to a mountain, and days had gone by. And so we took things into our own hands. The world still needed us. The world still needed help. And so we took things into our own hands. A man had come to us with a son. A son who was possessed by a spirit that did not allow him to speak or listen. And so this man asked us to help. And so we did our best. There we gathered with the Father and his Son, and the crowds came and they supported us. We were surrounded by the crowds, and we loved that we had all these eyes looking on us. And the scholars, the scribes of our people came and they offered their input, and we collaborated with them together. And we tried to figure out what was the best way to help this boy. Nothing. Nothing worked. Everything we tried failed. It felt like hours that we were working together trying to figure out something. We had been with Jesus. We had seen him have such success in certain moments when he was encountering the evil spirits of the world, and Jesus would just conquer them quickly, seemingly with no effort. But here we were struggling. And we were looking to the crowd for support, for help. We were looking to the scholars, to the scribes, to give us anything, any advice. They had done exorcisms in their past. Give us something. Nothing. Powerless. And then Jesus showed up. There he came, walking down the mountain with Peter, James, and John. All sorts of emotions were running through us, thinking, finally, where have you been? But then also thinking, oh great, here he comes to show us up. Jesus immediately asks, what is going on? The Father pipes in and gives the explanation, highlighting our impotence, our inability to do anything. And so here we are, completely embarrassed. The Father throwing us under the bus that we were able to do nothing, and now we need Jesus. Frustrated, Jesus responded, you faithless people. How long am I going to put up with you? Bring the boy to me. The crowd was still making its way toward Jesus. We grabbed the boy before the crowd was fully over. And so Jesus now stood in front of the boy with the Father. And the boy fought every inch of the way from being dragged to Jesus, kicking and screaming, foaming at the mouth, fighting with every fabric of his being. Finally, the boy got to Jesus, and Jesus asked, how long has this been going on? The Father got a distant look in his eye. Forever. Since he was a child, he's always been captive in this way. So Jesus looked at the boy. And the Father said, if you are possibly able, because I know your disciples weren't, if you're able, just help us. Have compassion on me. Jesus looked at him and said, if you are able, all things are possible for those who have faith. And the man yelled out, I have faith. You could hear the defensiveness in him. I have faith. And then you saw his face drop. Help me with my lack of faith. Jesus confronted the spirit, threw it out, and said, never come back in the boy again. The boy convulsed, screamed, fought, and then he dropped dead. We were convinced he was gone. All life looked like it had just left him. And there he was, looking like a corpse. People in the crowd are going, oh, he's dead! Jesus went over to him, picked him up by the hand, and raised him up. Later that evening, when we were alone with Jesus, we asked him, why? Why were we unable to help and you just show up in an instant and conquer this spirit? He said, this kind of spirit can only come out through prayer. Prayer? We pray? Lord, help us with our lack of prayer. We were struggling. We had taken everything into our own hands. We thought we could do it. And yet, as soon as Jesus was missing, we were helpless. It was like all the power that we had ever had, as Jesus had sent us out previously, if you remember, we had had power, we had helped people in the past, we had healed, we had thrown out demons. But for whatever reason, in this instance, Jesus gone for days, and it had all fallen apart. As we look back on it, it was important to notice what were the triggers. We had let ourselves get surrounded by the crowd. Not just in a physical sense, we had been taken with the popularity. We had loved the popularity that Jesus had been stirring up in different ways. And at the opportunity to have the crowd surround us, with the opportunity for the crowd to be wowed by us, we were loving it. And then also the scholars, the scribes of our culture, men that we had never had an inch of respect from in the past, all of a sudden they were interested in us because of Jesus. And so we bought into that. And we brought them into the crowd circle. We played it up to them. We were rubbing shoulders with the scribes and the scholars. We loved it. The powerful, influential, super intelligent people of our culture were loving this. And so we were loving it too. Surrounded by the crowd, surrounded by the scholars and scribes, loving the popularity, loving the power that was at our fingertips, we suddenly became impotent. Nothing would work. When Jesus had said those words, all things are possible for the one who has faith, it cut to the core. The Father's response, it was like it had been ripped out of our own souls. We have faith. He was defensive. And so were we. How dare you, Jesus, even imply that we don't have faith? We are a people of faith. We have faith. Do we? And then the Father, as the reality set in, said, no, Lord, help me. Help me in my lack of faith. And as we had talked to Jesus later, as we had asked him why we were powerless, and he told us only through prayer, again, defensiveness welled up in within us. We pray. We pray every day. We are prayer warriors. And he just kept looking at us. Okay, maybe we aren't. Maybe we know nothing about prayer. Lord, help us. It's what we thought we knew. It's what we thought we understood that made us so powerless. We'd gotten cocky, arrogant. We were a people of faith. We were a people who prayed. But as Jesus challenged us every day, we were starting to ask the difficult question, do we really have faith? Do we really pray? And what do those things even mean? What does it mean to have faith? What does it mean to pray? We struggled. We battled with these ideas. What was Jesus showing us? And it all came back to one thing. Surrender. We saw as Jesus exhibited faith to us, it was all about surrendering. As he showed us what it meant to pray, we thought we knew what to pray. We had all the prayers memorized. We could babble at God for hours. No. Surrender. We thought we believed. We thought we prayed. But we realized the disposition of surrender was really missing. We thought we were a people of faith. We thought we were prayer warriors. But we loved the praise of the crowd. We loved rubbing shoulders with the scholars and the scribes of our culture and making sure that they loved us and they approved. And when we got caught up in taking things into our own hands, nothing. Powerless. And so Jesus was inviting us again to let go. To surrender our power. To surrender everything we had been holding on to recognize our helplessness. To be beggars again. Lord, help us. We are unfaithful. Lord, help us. We don't have the foggiest idea how to pray. And in that surrender, the power of God started to flow again. So we are challenged again this morning to let go of our defensiveness. That as we face Jesus again today, that we don't respond thinking, Lord, I have faith. I know what's going on. Lord, I know what it is to pray. That we would be humble. That we would open our hearts up to the possibility that we don't really know what it means to be faithful. That we don't really know what it means to pray. And it is there in our weakness, our brokenness, our humility, that the power of God will make all things possible. All things are possible for the one who has faith. Lord, help our lack of faith. Amen.